I break bread, ribs, $100 bills, peel on the cotties and other four wheels, write a book full of medicine and generate meals. Tore the album, only for more sales. We used to catch those on the block with krills. Now it's paid shows, promoters post up bills. Sign deals only if the math is real. If we can't match numbers.
Oh, good morning, America. It is not morning. It is a lovely 7 p.m. on a Tuesday in the lovely dust bowl of abode of West Texas. Fucking hot as shit out here, my nigga. You tell me, how the fuck do it be? Yeah, and I'm rolling my windows down. You know what I'm saying? Because, see, I'm still like, I don't know, like, I love my AC. You know what I'm saying? But I'm a drop top nigga, you know what I'm saying? Like, I've always had drop tops, coupes, whatever, whatever. So now that I'm in a slab, I'm like, yo, I like the wind. But, man, it's been crazy. It's been hell and like hell out of this motherfucker. No pun intended, I guess. I don't know. But, like fucking crazy. To the point where it be about 100 degrees during the day. And then, like, at 5:30... it will be a flash flood, quick hailstorm rain, and then go back to being a sunny 100 degrees, which I think is kind of unfair, but that has nothing to do with me. So these past couple days have been kind of crazy. Yo, but first and foremost, I want to give a big get well soon and a love you to my brother George Levinos. You know what I'm saying? He was in a crazy car accident. Just went to go see the ball this morning. Hopefully when this episode comes out, you know what I'm saying, like, it'll be all said and done. But my man's doing great, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, he said, he was like, Mo, how do I look, man? He's like, do I look ugly? I was like, my nigga, you was already ugly, nigga, so this might be better for you. But it's all love, man. You know what I'm saying? Get well, speedy recovery, dog. Like, I hate when shit like that happens to my niggas, you know what I'm saying? But that's just it's life, I guess, you know what I'm saying? And yo, this is probably gonna come out later, but man, a big, like, hurt nigga, RIP to Prodigy, dog. Prodigy, my nigga. Like, yo, that shit fucked me up too, dog. Like, I mean, I didn't even really, I went to sleep and I woke up and, you know, the first thing, you know, some niggas do, come on, bitch, fuck. The first thing some niggas do is they look at the newspaper, whatever, whatever. Me, my news, the first thing I look at is WorldStar. I get on WorldStar. I saw RIP Prodigy dies at 42. And I'm just sitting there like, wait a second. This shit ain't real, dog. But man, rest in peace, man. My condolences out to him and his family, everybody out there. I hope the wind doesn't fuck up this episode. But yeah, my condolences big time out to that, man. Like, I'm jamming Prodigy probably all week and all weekend, you know what I'm saying? Just to, that's just crazy, man. But yeah, one thing, oh yeah, what I was gonna say earlier though is, crazily, I've been fucking, yeah, what vibe would that? Why do people text me stupid shit? I've been a vegetarian like these past couple days, and it hasn't been bad. It's been actually good. Shout out to Mia. You know what I'm saying? Mia is that's my god mom. She's from Colombia, so you know what I'm saying. So like, being a vegetarian in a third world country setting is not bad. I'm cool with rice, lentils, and potatoes and all that shit, man. I fucking love it. But she's been telling me that she wants to detox me because for some reason she's under the impression that I just lead this crazy turned up litty life. And she's correct. Because when I was younger and I was staying with her, there was this one time I went out and I came home. And she's a nurse, you know what I'm saying? She's a top-notch nurse. Like, her clients was like Laura Bush's mom and all these fucking white people that leave her all this shit. But I came home one day, I was very drunk, and I went out the night before, sober, came home drunk with a broken leg, and I drove home, and I remember I got to the crib, and she helped me get out the car, and she was like, mijo, because she called me her prodigal son, so she's like, mijo, whatever prodigal son is in Spanish, and like, what's up? Like, what's good? And I was like, oh, man, you know, it's crazy now. You know, I fell. So she put her arm around me, and then she put her arm around me. And, I'm still fresh, you know what I'm saying? I'm still wearing my red button-up shirt with my black blazer and shit, you know? But when she put her arm around me, then she was like, yo, you smell like a bar, my nigga. And I just remember being like, yo, Mia, it was a crazy night. After that, she sent me to AA. I remember I was 21 years old in AA. Them niggas were like, yo, I'm talking about, like, there was ladies that were like 50, 80. And I gave them game. I was like, yo, if y'all trying to drink and, like, be sober, I was like, you need to smoke, too. You know what I'm saying? I was like, never drink, then smoke. Always smoke, then drink. It's like a beer before liquor type thing, you know what I'm saying? But, yeah. I don't know. I'm driving through this motherfucking town. It's hot as shit. There's so many fucking trucks. One thing I will say, there's beautiful women. Shout out to the beautiful women out here. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the beautiful women who are in this town. But yo, there's a lot of fucking ducks out here. I hate to say it like that. There were a lot of fucking ducks. Like bad ducks. Like, not bad as in, yo, she bad, she good. Nah, nigga, like, ew, like, what the fuck is going on? And I will tell you this, I see firsthand that some of these ducks are some of the bougiest bitches. It's crazy. It's so crazy. I had, I'm not going to say I had, but there was a 38-year-old chick that we weren't even, like that talking. But, you know, she was digging me, and, I mean, it was cool, like, I was feeling her at first, and then she spazzed the fuck out on me on some shit. She spazzed out on me on my podcast. She was like, yo, there's some shit you say in your podcast that I don't agree with. It's just pertaining to all women and whatever, whatever. And me, I'm always like, yo, I feel like the only person in my life who can really say something, and you know, even though, like, I feel like really can't say anything, but who I would even listen to about my podcast or whatever, it's probably Chelsea. You know what I'm saying? Because if y'all know Chelsea was the mother of Rosara, rest in peace, Rosara. You know what I'm saying? Like, Chelsea, like, that's, like, even though we have no ties, you know what I'm saying, anymore, but, like, that's, like, my nigga for life. You know what I'm saying? That's somebody who I always love and cherish in life. So I'm like, yo, if you ain't Chelsea, are you telling me, like, all this shit about my podcast, how you feel type of way, and we just met, my nigga? Yo, not that I say you have to move around, but I don't fuck with it, you know what I'm saying? And so she was like, well, trippin', whatever, whatever. And so then I found out that we had a mutual friend, or, well, used to fuck with somebody that I knew, that I know mutually, and so I was like, you know, I'm tight, but I don't give a fuck, like, if you, whatever, you know what I'm saying, but she was like, yeah, you know, it's all good, whatever, whatever, so I was like, yo, y'all end up bad terms, and she was like, nah, you know what I'm saying, shit was great, I was like, cool, so I hit up my friend, or the mutual guy I know, and I was like, yo, so do you know such and such? At first, the nigga was like, nah, I don't know her. And I was like, weird. Why would he not know her if she knows him? I mean, like, when she said she knew him, like, she knew him, she, like, said shit that, you know, motherfucking whatever. So, I was like, yo, chick says she knows you, B. You know what I'm saying? She says she knows you, and whatever, whatever, yada, yada, yada. I don't have niggas beef. You know what I'm saying? But the first thing out of nigga's mouth was, yo, that bitch is psycho. Okay. I was like, that's weird. But, you know what I'm saying? Sorry when I dragged shit on because I'm looking at my phone. I was like, that's weird. I was like, but, you know, he's saying that he's saying it for a reason. It's either because he's being a petty nigga or maybe the bitch is really psycho. Alright, so, yo, if the wind is really in this episode, y'all are gonna hate listening to the motherfucker. But, so, I told her, I was like, yo, A nigga says he knows you, cool. I was like, nigga said you're psycho. I was like, I'm not one to be he say, she say shit. But I will do some he say, she say when a nigga says somebody's crazy. You know what I'm saying? And so she proceeded to be like, well, you know, are you going to listen to that, whatever, whatever. And I was like, well, slow your roll, mama. Slow your roll. You know what I'm saying? I was like, I don't believe all the shit that people tell me. But when somebody says something, they're saying it for a reason. They're saying it in the sense of like, yo, I'm just going to put some awareness in your ass on this situation. Or, yo, like, I'm low-key jealous. I don't want you to be with this person. Or just whatever. You know what I'm saying? Niggas have reasons. Like, you know, like, if it's somebody who kind of fucks you, that they'll have a reason behind it. I know there's some niggas who will say shit just because. You know, but... So she, you know, proceeded to go off and be like, yo, I hate when people take other people's whatever, whatever, when they don't know, yada, yada. And I was like, yo, slow your roll. I'm not doing that. But I was like, see, I'm already leery off of the fact of you was already tripping. You know what I'm saying? Like, you was tripping. And it sucks. It sucks because in the midst of all this, of me getting to know her and all this shit, you know, like, she became... a Moken Friends fan, shout out to you. And God, do I sleep? Like, what the fuck? But she became a Moken Friends fan, so I just want you to know, like, there's no hard feelings, no whatever. Like, I'm not even trying to throw you on the bus. I'm just making this, you know. Oh my goodness, yo, why are niggas out here like driving like this when I'm 20? This is how niggas die out here. Why is 18-wheelers doing this shit, man? Come on, it's a spicy meatball! It's a spicy meatball! Sorry, but you know, so I was already leery because, you know what I'm saying, like, I'm fresh out of a relationship. I mean, I've been out of the relationship for a couple months, you know what I'm saying, but like, shout out to Chelsea, you know what I'm saying, but she had her crazy moments, and I mean, like, sometimes I made her crazy, you know what I'm saying, but I'm like, yo, I will put up with a Chelsea crazy because it's my baby mom's, whatever. But like, awesome, knowing you for like a couple days, shit, nah, B, that shit's crazy. You know what I'm saying? Especially like when you're older than me, you know, like it's just crazy. You know what I'm saying? And so one thing that whole situation did teach me, though, it taught me that I'm not ready for a relationship right now. It taught me that I'm not gonna be with no bitch who ain't really who doesn't accept my podcast for what it is. Listen here, ladies. Listen here. If you have been in my life after 2015, then no. If you've been in my life after 2016, then you're not gonna win over the podcast. I'm sorry, unless you know, like, you are just miraculous and have something dope to offer to the table. But like, a lot of you girls, dog, like, yo, just fall back. You know what I'm saying? Like, either don't listen to my podcast or deal with it. You know what I'm saying? Because niggas know me. Niggas know how I live. Niggas know what I do. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, it is what it is. And, you know, like, I feel like me being a rapper was worse, but bitches liked it. I just feel like me being a podcast, I just had no filter. I mean, me being a rapper, I had no filter, but, like, podcast, I had no motherfucking filter. You know what I'm saying? Like, no filter. I mean, I'm talking no filter point. Sometimes I get phone calls like, why, Mo? Why? And I'm like, I don't know, nigga. That's why. But, I mean, that's just life, though. But anyway, on to the story. So the chick was, like, tripping. And so Father's Day was coming, and I went out to see my babies. You know what I'm saying? Shout out Patrick and Ava. Shout out Ava. Shout out Embry. Shout out Ava. Like, Ava's, like, I love all my kids the same. But, like, Ava, like, that's my nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's my first daughter. You know what I'm saying? That is, like, daddy's little girl. And I say that because she knows. She knows what's up. She knows, like, my son is the introverted me. But my daughter is, like, me right now. Just she don't smoke weed, drink, and curse. But everything else, and she don't do all the other crazy shit. But everything else, she does, and I love it because I can accept her sense of humor because she can accept mine. And just like you know what I'm saying? Like, I talk to my kids like my niggas. You know what I'm saying? Like, they know what's up. But anyway, back to the story. I'm kind of cooked right now, too.
Smack today.
But, so, you know, I was doing my thing. And, you know, the chicks hit me up. And now the thing is like, when I'm with my kids, or I'm out of town with my niggas, or anywhere, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm probably not going to hit you back. You know what I'm saying? Because what you got to realize is, my kids, to me, are my, like, just biological fucking family. And then I have, like, my mom, my dad, and, like, we're not close. You know what I'm saying? Like, me and my brother, we close. Free my brother, shout out. Coming home soon. But, like, I realized my family wasn't close that when, like, barely hit me up for my birthday. Nobody hit me up for Father's Day, which is cool. But then I just realized, like, yo, like, my friends are more so like my family. You know what I mean? But, I keep getting off track. But so she was hitting me up and she was like, yo, you seem kind of standoffish. You know, what's up? You know, are you good? You know what I'm saying? You just been different. And I'm like, yo, like, I'm with my kids right now. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm out of town and whatever, whatever. But, see, that's why I fucked up. Because I should have just been honest and told her, like, yo, that whole schmoogity shit you was doing earlier with the whole tripping and shit, like, can't fuck with it. So maybe, like, later on, during the night, I hit her up, and I was like, yo, I've been busy, but this is some of the reasons why I've been acting the way I've been acting, you know? And so she was like, she understood, but she was like, yo, like, you can't hold that against me because she was like, I was on my period. Ladies, alright, we get it. You go through your period and all that shit. I know everybody's different. But, like, I know if I'm with, you know, like, Chelsea, I just hate using this, but, like, Chelsea, like, I love a chick, man. But if I'm with Chelsea and she's bad shit crazy and she got her period and she's cool, like, yo, you can't use that as an excuse. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've met so many chicks who've been on their period and who've been cool as shit, been the same. Like, you can't, and I hate that shit. I hate when women are like, oh, well, I've been tripping because I'm on my period. Like, fuck out of here with that shit, man. Like, fuck out of here. Like, niggas ain't trying to hear that shit. You know what I'm saying? So, when somebody says, I've been like this because I'm on my period, so, just a heads up, this is what you kind of have to expect. But it's not. I'm not sticking around for that shit. You know what I'm saying? So, she says she's on a period, but I let it ride, you know what I'm saying? I let it ride, so I was like, alright, it's all good. You know what I'm saying? I get it, you know what I mean? I was like, I get my moods too, so, you know, I get my man period sometimes. But the thing is, I never use it as an excuse. I'll just tell a bitch, like, yo, I'm in a fucked up mood, dog. It is what it is, you know? But, so, that shit happened. But what I will say about this lady, and no disrespect to you, but she was nice, you know what I'm saying? Like she, like, her body, like, I'm talking, and I mean, like, and I don't mean this in no disrespect, but she approached to this with me, but, like, yo, she got a fat ass, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's like, yo, it's a badooka dope, but, sometimes, like, fat ass, whatever, good choice, whatever, it doesn't matter when somebody kind of just offsets you. Offset! When somebody offsets you. So, I did the mature thing, and I was like, yo, I didn't say all this, but I pretty much was like, yo, they gonna work. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're cool. I like talking to you, but I don't like having to feel like I have to be forced to talk to somebody who I barely know, and I was like, yo, like, maybe we should just be fuck buddies. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, and I didn't mean it in any disrespectful type of way, even though it may be disrespect, like, whatever. But I'm like, yo, like, I can't see myself being with somebody who's like, whatever. And so I asked her, and she was like, nah, I'm out. Not doing it. And I was like, hey, it's cool. I don't care. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was like, yo, I figure, like, shit like that, when I ask questions like that, that means I'm already at the end of my wits. I'm at the end of my wits on shit, and so it means, like, I don't really care, and I'm cool with running with some gasoline draws on through the fire and burning that motherfucking bridge down. Like, I'm cool with that. So that bridge is done and over. I'm crossing that motherfucker. I'm happy because, like I said, I just want to thank you. You know what I'm saying? Because you're dope. I like you, girl. You know what I'm saying? But you taught me. You taught me, like, yo, nigga, I may still be on some rebound shit. But that also taught me, like, yo, be by yourself, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? Crooks is out there. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can meet a bus down and whatever. You know what I'm saying? But it's like, if I'm trying to wife up something or whatever, like, it's got to be perfect. You know what I'm saying? And I can't go no levels down of what I've been with already. I ain't putting up no crazy shit. You know what I'm saying? I've been through enough shit to be putting up with y'all motherfuckers crazy shit. You know what I'm saying? And I'm going to just chill on that because I'll start getting turned and start talking reckless, but I'm not going to do that. But I mean, I don't know. I want to shout out everybody though. I want to shout out my brothers, Will and Josh. Or Given Moses, Grokes's, and my brother Jamal, who never listened to my podcast but somehow supports it. And my boy Dude, my nigga Thief, my brother Caden, man. Yo, Caden's my nigga, man. That's the chef of the year. You know what I'm saying? Sean? Thomas? Who else? I don't know. Timothy. Shout out Timothy. Shout out Certified. Shout out White Mask. Shout out these fucking cops out here who are beating murder cases that happen on Facebook Live. Like, how the fuck are niggas doing that? Like, how the fuck this cop beat a fucking case that was caught on stream, but if a nigga go to jail for life on some he say, she say, and then they let a nigga out, be like, oh, my bad, we got the wrong person. Or we got a nigga who looks like you. Sorry. But, yeah, I'm finna get out here, man. It's fucking hot. Shout out Mondo. Mondo's finna go out to this, to Costa Rica. They will let my man in Cuba, but it's all good. You know what I'm saying? We'll get fucked about y'all, nigga. We coming back. Yeah, so hopefully when this episode drops, everything be fine and dandy. Moking friends, it is Moking Moke. I'm about to be out this bitch. Oh yeah, I don't live in Meptown, Odessa no more. I moved to Midland. Thank God. You know what I'm saying? I still got some shit up in the chamber for some niggas who want to pop off. So I just let you niggas know, I don't want to expose you niggas. I don't, because that is not my thing. I'm all about bringing peace, love, and harmony to this podcast scene. But I will expose you niggas. So, but I mean, you really can't expose niggas who people already have a hunch. But, you know, it'll be fun. Moking friends, I'm out this motherfucker. Hopefully next year I'll be out in Cali. Growl! Shout out Lena, man. Love you.